Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll have our dueling Super Six Packs still to come. One game already down. We normally pick the Commanders game, whether we like it or we don't. We did. We didn't like the pick. We didn't like the result, but the pick was right. Had the Eagles minus the 3.5. Final score prediction was 27-23. Pretty close there. 26-18 was the final score. So fairly close. But off to a 1-0 start on the weekend. So we'll pick 5 more games, and we'll rank the top 6 teams in the NFL from 1 through 6 before we get on out of here on a Friday afternoon. Craig Hoffman, an hour away. Why don't we get back to the calls and knock as many of you guys down as we possibly can. Let's get out to Little, next up on the Team 980. Little, how are you?
What's up, Rooster?
What's up, Little?
Shout out to Ice.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look here, Rooster. DMV, pump your brakes. At the beginning of the season, Rooster, if you told me if I told you we'd be 7-4, you say, Little, you may be sipping on something. So let me tell you what's about to happen, Rooster. This 10-day break, each unit going to the film room. The players don't look at film, look at tape, and try to rectify everything from the beginning of these last 4 games, actually. Now, the players, they thinking now. Here's the time to sit down and think very hard about this playoff money. Families want to take vacations, et cetera. From the beginning of the season, Rooster, I said we're going to fight for the division. And guess what? It's set up for the division game with Philly come here. That's going to decide the division. Trust me, and if anybody got any money and say, Rooster sipping on, Little sipping on something, you know how to get at me. I'm on X.
A lot of work to do before we get to sizing up a division play win type game, though. A lot of work to do.
Hey, these next 4 games, we run in the next 4 games. Not ain't going to be about no one game at a time. These next 4 games, and then Philly coming to town in December, that's what we waiting for, the division game. That's going to decide the division.
I hope you're right, Little. I don't have the same amount of confidence as you. I think these 3 games are going to be tougher than
home goal. You be homegrown.
It does not matter. I'm smart.
Whoever thought the Jets quarterback Rodgers would be playing the ball he playing? Whoever would thought that?
Who would have thought that Rodgers would be struggling?
Rodgers struggling.
Yeah.
Whoever would.
Oh, lots of people thought that.
Little, you know,
if you listen to this show, we are smarter than the average bear on this show. Okay, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, off the top, everybody had the Jets playing good ball.
Yeah, well, so I mean, I had them making the playoffs. Yes,
this kid is a rookie. Now you'd have had other quarterback rookies that threw 3 interceptions a game. You had Drake May threw 3 interceptions in 1 game. You had Bo Nix threw 4 interceptions in 1 game. Come on, Bruce, this kid is a rookie. He due to make some mistakes. But guess what? The kid is keen, and he's adamant and sentiment about his play on the field. So watch this kid turn this thing around.
Yeah, I mean, before I crown anybody king, he's going to have to do a lot more. Thank you, Little. You guys are so quick to anoint people as kings and queens and Hall of Fames and this, that, and the other thing. You know, maybe this is me being older and wiser. I don't know. I prefer to have a little bit more evaluation time. We can evaluate as we go along. Say, yes, he's playing really well. Yes, things look great. Yes, all of that. And then we can also evaluate and say, you know, needs to play better. I'm not crowning anybody king. I'm not taking anything for granted. These next three games against Dallas, Tennessee, and New Orleans, I'm telling you, they are not all pushovers. I'm telling you. And I'd be surprised if they win all three. Surprised. I'd be pleasantly surprised, but I'd be surprised. Let's get to Mo in Bowie. What's up, Mo? How are you?
Hey, Rooster. How you doing, buddy?
What's up,
Always
Mo?
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, good to have you.
So you were talking about how Mitchell, you're thinking is that Mitchell was blanking McCarron, Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the next-gen stats tell us that, but just my eyes told me that as well. Now, maybe I missed it. I did not see Terry with great opportunities that Jaden bypassed. I could have missed something, though.
That's right. Because the NFL receivers, you don't need a large margin of being open.
Understood.
When they covered from our eyes, when we're sitting in the booth or at home watching it, from our eyes, we said, oh, they're covered. Really, they're open. Yeah, you just got to throw – those are like 50-50 balls, and you know what I mean? And Terry McLaurin will win 70% of them. So he needs to let him go. But because he's so stingy with turning over the ball, he doesn't want to take a chance with it.
That's
several
fair.
Times,
that's
he
fair.
Let that ball go.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm with you that sometimes you have to take some aggressive chances, but we're going to all have to live with more turnovers if that's the case and more big plays,
exactly.
Too. And really, right. They didn't try and stretch the field vertically last night. They didn't. They didn't try and take any shots. And maybe that was the game plan.
Not at all.
Maybe that was just the game flow. I don't know.
Right.
The bottom line is if we all want him to take that next step, like, you know, again, you're going to have to make some throws that are going to get knocked away or are going to get intercepted or picked off or whatever, and you're
right.
going to have to live with the results.
Right.
What I don't like is that they didn't stretch the field at all vertically, and yet he still made some really poor decisions and some poor throws, in my opinion.
Bruce, here's what it is. The Commanders playing against a team that for the last 5 years has been – they're already built. They built 5 years ago, went to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl 5 years ago, went 2 years later, you know what I mean? And they were just there and should have won them one. That team is, I mean, that offensive line, the defensive line, they're stout. I mean, mm-hmm. They're so built. I mean, they're like established players, and all they do when you if it's contract free and Philadelphia Eagles looking for you, players out there just want to go on that. Looking to go to that team. Top net the best to go to that team. Look at it. Why wouldn't they want to go to that team? They got Barkley. I mean, they picked up Barkley being on that team, make that offense exceptionally well.
No, I hear you, Mo. Good,
well.
Mo, good call. Appreciate you. I got to let you run so we can get through everybody.
All right, have a good weekend, buddy.
You too, pal. I appreciate you. No, Mo's right, and we made this point earlier. Again, they're not only a more talented team. That's one. They're a team that's been together. I mean, yes, they added Saquon Barkley. Yes, they added Quinyon Mitchell. Every team changes personnel year in, year. But the core, a large part of that team has been together for several years. There's a cohesion. There's a chemistry. There's a rhythm. There's a comfortability. And they're at home. And they're more talented, top to bottom. You know, Howie Roseman, he hadn't made every move, hasn't worked out, but by and large, Howie Roseman has done a very good job. That's what you hope this staff does. So far, so good. Not every move is going to work out, but by and large, what you want is the large, large majority of the moves to pay off and work out. Maybe they'll get Marshon Lattimore next Sunday and things will be a lot better. Maybe. But Marshon Lattimore is not going to fix the offense. The offense has to fix itself. Let's get to, let's see here. Let's go to Lap. Next up, what's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's going on, Lap?
Nothing, man. Yeah, I like to call a few callers ago, man. Just, basically like sticking with the kid. He is a rookie. I don't know if it's the rookie wall right now. I don't know if he, is something going on with him, his confidence. I don't know if it's the injury. I don't know. But we got to stick and rally behind him, man. I think it would be more devastated if we don't make the playoffs. I mean, we've already won because we've done way better than we did last season. We got a better team than last season. I still told you that we needed another receiver. I said that when all those receivers was getting traded, nobody wanted to listen to me. It's like, oh, we got – I've been said, Terry does not get separation enough for me. Now, everybody else, we love Terry, but he has a height deficiency. He does not get separation for speed as quick as supposed to be. He doesn't get separation enough for me. So we need another receiver that's going to take the top off the defense. Hopefully when Marshawn Lattimore comes back, we'll be ready, you know what I'm saying, to do. And that other young kid, the other corner, I like him. I think him and Lattimore need to start. And the play calling, man. I mean, you did that dumb two plays before we got stopped on fourth down. Like, you see the game is going. Sometimes a coach got to feel stuff. You can't just automatically just, oh, we're going to go, be aggressive now. You ain't been aggressive for the whole game.
Yeah.
You see the way it's going. That's when coaching comes in.
Well, they were throwing the ball well on that drive, and they had 9 yards to Bates on first down in that sequence. And then to your point, Robinson got blown up twice, one for a negative yard, one for no gain. To me, it was a little surprising to see Jaden Daniels under center. And, of course, the bad snap or the bad exchange, and he kind of stumbled out of the gates. Yes, but it was a little surprising to see that that's what they came up with on fourth down. I thought Dan Quinn's answer on that and the timing of the final 4 minutes were very, very, very perplexing in my eyes.
Yeah, true. We just don't want, like I told Kevin earlier, we don't want what he did in the Super Bowl to be doing here.
Yeah.
So he needs to make sure he do what he's supposed to do when he's in the game and the coach. And stop those design runs. They're not really helping. We got receivers and running backs. And why don't we use the tight ends more than just blocking? I understand that the offensive line is banged up, so you got to use the tight ends. But get them involved in the offense.
Well, they,
like your safety net.
Yeah,
is
well, a, they, yeah, when, they when did. I mean, Bates had like three catches on one drive.
I know. I'm saying
you're talking about Ben Sinnott, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. I like Bates.
That's fair.
I like all of the tight ends.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying more consistency with that.
That's fair.
Getting them involved in the offense, and then those to be a safety net for you as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Your running backs and your tight ends is a safety net.
Yeah.
Your receiver's not really doing much. They just make themselves available.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Thank you, Lap. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Let's get to Matt. Can I put up the disclaimer, or can I say the disclaimer or no? Matt says Paulie wants to have a serious conversation about the loss last night instead of a lot of back and forth. What's up, Paulie?
Hell to the W, man. It was good. Rooster.
What's up, Paul? Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Yeah. You know, we're going to have a serious conversation, man. You know, all the banter, you know how we do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, man. Mm-hmm. See, don't start, man.
I just said, I mean, am I allowed to go?
Don't start.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first of all, C is not your truth, is your opinion, like everybody else. Okay, we got the banter out of the way. Look, defense played well last night, well enough to win that game.
Yep.
You know, I'm a late caller, so I'm pretty sure I'm repeating stuff most people have already said already. But to me, the offensive game plan, it was like the offense was in the twilight zone all night. And I've been trying to figure out why. And the only thing I could come up with is Daniels is compromised. To an extent, and I think the short turnaround to this Thursday night game, I don't think he just had enough time to get healthy enough to run the offense the way it needed to be run, because like you just said a couple minutes ago, they never tried to stretch the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't tell me about the receivers was covered. Listen, they ran a bunch formation set for the majority of the night, and most of the plays looked like they was designed to be shorter passes, tight end, a lot of passes to Eckler. It wasn't he was just checking down to Eckler.
Mm-hmm.
It like the
by design.
Play. That was the
yeah.
game. Yeah. The
well,
game
probably they wanted the ball out of his hands because they knew they were overmatched at the line of scrimmage.
But look, if you overmatched, then you max protect here and there. But we never did that. And you looked at some of Jaden's passes. He had a lot of fluttery passes, a lot of passes that was short, run hopping passes. So that tells me that he was compromised to some extent, and they tried to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And it worked out for the most part because we had a lead with 8 minutes left in the game. And let me shout out Linnell, too, because he said yesterday that they need to play coverage, and they played the hell out of that coverage. You know, because they bottled up that offense until the pressure in the pipes just burst.
And they went back and forth between two deep and one deep pretty much the entire game long. I think we both were like, they're probably going to be more conservative in coverage. And I know I said the same thing with Craig last night, you know, and they did a hell of a job taking that away.
They did a great job of mixing things up.
Yep.
Sam Strill, that's his spot on the outside.
Yeah.
Do not move him. That dude, he's getting better each game, and you could tell he's even playing with confidence, and that means a lot. But that offense, man, I think they was trying to protect him, and it showed a lot with the designs of the plays. They never really try to stress the field. Even if the guy is covered, you still want to take a shot down the field just to put them on notice. They never did that. They ran a lot of bunch formation stuff. And for the love of God, Dan Quinn, I don't care what your excuse was and your reasons, what you thought. You're down in a tight, close game. This was an old NFC slobber knocker type of game. You kick that field goal and you go up a point, and then you play defense and you take it from there. Like Lap just said, man. Listen, the two previous plays were just blown up, right? You don't have a lot of confidence in how the offense was playing throughout the whole evening. So what made you think that all of a sudden you was going to pull a rabbit out your hat? Excuse me, almost cursed. Out your hat on fourth down. Smart play. Kick the field goal. Go up one. Okay, let's play some defense, man. Maybe we can get a turnover. Maybe we can force a punt. And at worst, if they do kick a field goal or score a touchdown, it's still a one-possession game, and we got time on the clock to play like that. So I didn't agree with that. But for the most part, this team played well. The defense played well. The offense, like I said, I think there's a problem with Jaden. Maybe he needs some. I don't think it was enough time for him to get right.
Hopefully this mini break helps. Yeah.
Next week we got to start over. We got to start over at the drawing board next week. And the season is still there. 7-4.
I got you.
We got a lot to play for.
Right.
Let's go. Hail to the W.
Have a good weekend, Paulie.
I'll let you on Monday, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you. That's a good call by Paulie. Little bit very wordy, but a little bit too long. But that's okay. That was good. 320. Listen, I mean, we'll obviously. I will say this just as precursor to next week. I would be a lot more worried if they lose against Dallas than losing these two games. I don't want them to lose, but I'm not worried right now. Concerned, not worried. You lose to Dallas at home with everything they've dealt with and don't have. That's when I get worried. Does that make sense? I think that makes sense, right? 320. Back in a flash. We still have our dueling super six packs. We'll do that in conjunction with cleanup on aisle three so we can knock down some more phone calls on the other side on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Matty playing Move Along is like, all right, let's get to the weekend, baby. Move along. Nothing to see anymore here. Clean up on aisle Washington Commanders. Pickle juice all over the place because somebody knocked into one of the glass jars that was triple stacked for no reason. Glass jars are another problem in America besides reckless, idiotic, bleep drivers that Chris, all get in my way.
Chris, did you spill the pickle juice? Was that you?
No.
Are you sure this isn't you confessing to something right here?
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm just going to move along.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was in fact Chris who spilled the pickle juice.
I'm just going to move along like the song says. I can't wait to not travel this weekend. I just can't wait. I'm so excited. I have a car appointment tomorrow to get my oil changed and my tires rotated. That's, in God willing, that's the only place I'm going for 2 days. I don't want to be in my car anymore. I certainly do not want to travel to D.C., Baltimore, Philly, or New York. Please go away. And I know something is going to ruin that. I just know. I feel it in my bones. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's get to Mike in Bowie is next up on the Team 980. Hello, Mike. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
All right. So I can't, like, beat my chest on this because I didn't call in before because I had, like, a feeling.
We won't hold it against you, Mike. We won't hold it against you.
And family members and people, I'm yelling things out. I can't, like, say it to you now because I didn't call them before. But here's my thought on it, all right? Mm-hmm. So you see all these quarterbacks coming to the league, and they're great. And then, like, there comes a time period, and then they struggle a little bit. Lamar, Dak, you know. The way I grew up hearing about it, it's like the more game tape that they put out there on people, the more defense prepared, you know, they see playbook. And then, like, you know, these quarterbacks go through a period where they, you know, either survive it or they get exposed. You know, like, just say Dak, for example. I think Dak's a great quarterback, obviously, right? But in his first year, there was a stat that Zeke got 1,000 yards on first down alone, okay? So he had a great running game. He looked really good. He was put in a good position just to do that. Second year, you know, running game got taken away a little bit, more game tape. It just, you know... I think it's amazing what happened to the Redskins. And, like, I think it's great. And I think that you just got to, like, it doesn't matter if he, you know, goes 500 the rest of the year. It's amazing he's even started. Look at Packers. They sit their quarterbacks for a year. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, people, it's like this, the fan base is so interesting because it's so spoiled. It wants, like, immediate Super Bowl. And at times there's, like, chances in the season, everyone sees it and says, man, could that even happen? And you got to go for it. But at the same time, it's like, you got to, like, just, it's a roller coaster. Either you're going to be feeling like we want a Super Bowl or judging him. I would say, don't judge anything. He's doing an amazing job. Look, it's going to be harder for him. More game tape out there. People are going to be looking at him. He's going to have to fight through it. And then, you know, you're going to see it. And if that game was in Dallas this week, I would say it'd be very hard. I don't care, you know, the Cowboys, they still got Trayvon Diggs, Bland, I think, is coming back, Micah, everybody's going to be there, and they're going to get up for that game, and they're going to want to win it. It's going to be a moral victory. They're going to play so hard that game. But here, being on the road, you know, you got a big rest, I would say the Skins are going to win it. But just to answer the question about the game tape, tell me your thoughts on it. I'll just, you know, listen to what you got to say about it. Like, the more he puts out there, what his struggles are going to be like, an expectation.
Yeah, no, I think you're onto something. I mean, obviously, logically, the more people see him in this offense, in this system, with this personnel, with this play caller, you can kind of get a beat on things. I think maybe it has affected him in terms of the running and the dynamicness, if you will, of the run extension and what that does, 11 on 11 and creating extra holes and whatever. But I'm more concerned with some of the inaccuracy in terms of the short passing game stuff that I've seen. Again, the near interception.
You got smart people spending millions of dollars sitting in an offense looking at the last game. You know what I mean? Like he was like a fresh commodity. No one's kind of like, okay, it's going to take a minute for everybody to say, okay, this is what he's doing. And let's put
and then you get a little beat on it and you get a little, you know, maybe you can guess a little bit better. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think some of that stuff is logical. I would say the passing inconsistencies are what worries me a little bit more, because I've seen some more bad decisions, as I've illustrated throughout the show, but also I've seen more bad throws than even before. And there was always, in every game, there was always one or two bad throws or kind of off throws. Now there seems to be four or five per game. So I'm a little bit worried more about that.
It was brilliant. Okay, that was record-breaking. That was Unicornville, okay? That's where you're living in, because, that, you know, I mean, unless he is, like, the next, like, I don't know, you know, a comparable Steph Curry or something. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I mean, it's as should be expected.
I understand that. I understand that. And that's why nobody should lose patience or, yeah, nobody should lose faith. Nobody should lose patience. He'll figure it out. He'll get better. And maybe, again, the combination of just getting a little bit of a weekend break here will help them out. Good call, Mike. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. I got to move along. Let's see, Raymond in Ocean City here next before the trending alert and our dueling super six packs. What's up, Raymond? How are you?
Hey, good afternoon.
All right, Ray. What's going on?
I've been studying leadership for about 30 years now. Mm-hmm. And I'm not bragging. It's really a curse. Ignorance is bliss, right? I got a 99.8% cognitive ability. So that means I can put together truths and understand problems better than the average person.
Okay.
When they put him in for the Bears game, let me say this first. I don't think it's about Jaden Daniels. Since the season started and with all the success, I've always thought it was Dan Quinn and the staff. Okay. Of course, Jaden Daniels is the quarterback, so he's going to get a lot of the praise and the attention. He's not the reason why we're successful. The reason why we're successful is because of the techniques that Dan Quinn is using to lead men. Mm-hmm. In that locker room and you know, on the practice field and so on.
You think that's most important over anything that actually gets done on the field, is what you're saying.
Dan Quinn, I thought it was Dan Quinn, not okay. Jaden Daniels.
All right.
I wasn't into the Jaden Daniels fan club. He's a superstar. I wasn't into that.
Okay.
Dan Quinn, when I heard that he was teaching brotherhood and he was teaching certain and hanging out with the Navy SEALs and all that, I said, oh, we have a super valuable coach here. Okay. Now, what's Marcus Mariota's quarterback rating for the Washington Commanders?
I don't have it right in front of me. But I was going to say
it's 121.
It's upper 100s, right?
It's 121. Mm-hmm. When he hurt his ribs and he was on the sidelines during the Panthers game, I was completely peeved when they put him in to start the Bears game.
Right.
Sit your Rolls Royce in the shop until it's fixed. Drive your utility Tundra or F-250 around that's got all the bells and whistles and all the strength. Drive Marcus Mariota around until your Rolls Royce is ready to come out the shop.
Okay. We can discuss that more next week. I appreciate you. I'm up against it. I got to let you run. Have a great weekend. Thank you. That's an interesting perspective. Maybe we'll touch on that next week. Maybe we'll save that for Doc. Doc will love that conversation on Tuesday. Jay Gruden will join us on Monday as normal. Back in a flash after a final trending alert right here, right now. All right, if you're looking for something other than football, we've got it covered on our family of stations, Wiz and the NBA Cup in Atlanta for a second time this year. They won earlier. Over on Bloomberg 99.1 FM, coverage at 7:30. Meanwhile, over here on the Team 980, the Maryland Terrapins in men's basketball hosting Marquette University. It should be a good matchup right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Over on the Fan tonight, it is the Colorado Avalanche. And the Washington Capitals should see Lars Eller in his re-debut with Washington. Again, that all straight ahead tonight. Maryland in football tomorrow hosting Rutgers here on the Team 980. Again, the Washington Commanders off for the weekend after a second straight loss. And that's what's trending. All right, thanks to all the calls today. Listen, the sky is not falling. Adele always makes me sad, right? Right? Who's she married to or dating or whatever it is? It's somebody weird, right?
I don't follow.
There's somebody that she's with or she was with, I can't remember, that was like, really? Kind of maybe a football player or something? I can't remember who.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know. But she always makes me sad, right? Like, every time I hear her. She's got a wonderful voice. So it just always makes you sad. But the sky's not falling, guys. The sky's not falling. They're 7-4. They're still a good team. You want to say on the low end fairly good, which is kind of how we opened up the show? I think they're fairly good because they have not been able to beat the NFL's upper level elite. The upper crust. Philadelphia, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, they have not been able to beat. Tampa earlier when the season was fresh and they had all their bodies. I guess you could say that. They have not been able to do that. So that's where you get the fairly good. But they're fairly good to good. They're not bad. They're not mediocre. They're not middling. They're fairly good to good. And they can still make the playoffs, but it's not a guarantee. And the next 3 weeks are not going to be as easy as many of you are chalking it up to be. All right, in conjunction with what we normally do at the end, because it's a Friday, and because we had the game and all that stuff, we're a little bit behind. So in conjunction with what we normally do to wrap up the show, clean up on aisle three, we are going to do our dueling Super Six Packs, six games against the NFL spread. We've already done one because Washington and Philadelphia, we pick that game every week, and our top six teams in the NFL. Where did the Eagles rank? That is right here, right now. I hope Matt's okay with it, because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed, what we forgot, what we need to touch on, what we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. By the way, one thing to actually clean up on aisle three, I haven't gotten to this play yet. Drove me crazy. Percy Butler missed a terrible tackle last night that cost the Commanders 35 yards. Oh, on a Saquon Barkley screen. Drove me crazy. Tackle. Please tackle. All right, so here we go. Five games now against the spread because, again, we picked the Eagles to cover the 3.5 against Washington last night. We were right. One of our rare wins in the last couple of weeks. After 10 weeks, we are miserable now. 26-32-2. Through week 11, 1-0, so 27-32-2. Here we go. Give me the Titans plus the 6.5 against Minnesota in Nashville. Now, might sound crazy, right? Minnesota's defense, Will Levis actually played pretty good on his return to the lineup last week. I don't know if that's going to continue, but here's what I know. Sam Darnold is starting to leak major. We talk about Jaden Daniels. Sam Darnold is struggling big time. Too many turnovers, not enough production, even with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and more. Give me the Titans plus the 6.5 at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Game number two. This essentially is a pick 'em. Two terrible teams, but one coming off a very emotional victory. Darren Rizzi, the interim head coach. They traded Lattimore. They fired their head coach. New Orleans back at home, plus one. So they're home dogs, barely, against the Cleveland Browns, who have obviously a very good defense. And it's Jameis Winston coming back to New Orleans, right? A long, long time. New Orleans. No, I'm just teasing. He was there a couple years. Give me New Orleans plus the one against J-Dubs and the Brownies. Game three. A lot of people, I think, are picking the horseshoes in this one. You know who's not? This guy. I hate the Jets. The Jets suck. The Jets should all just be... Well, you know, they should just be permanently parked in like some municipal airport in Teterboro, wherever rich people fly out of in the New York City area. The Jets stink. But you know who really stinks? Anthony Richardson. He's back in the saddle against a good Jets defense sometimes. They don't stop the run very well. Could be a problem. They don't tackle very well. Could be a bigger problem. I'll still lean towards the Jets. Minus the four, don't love it. But minus the four, I have no respect at this point for Anthony Richardson. None. Jets minus the four over Indianapolis. Game three of our Super Sunday six-pack. Game four is a game you'll all be locked in on. In Pittsburgh, the Steelers. Home dogs plus three. Against the Baltimore Ravens. And obviously it makes sense that the Ravens are a dynamic, explosive offense, but we know what they're not, and that is a good pass coverage secondary unit. And if they get Russell Wilson, if he has anywhere close to the type of games that he's had so far, once he got through the initial quarter and a half against the Jets a couple of Sunday nights ago, I think Russell Wilson can make some plays through the air. Now with Mike Williams in the fold, obviously George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth, at home, Pittsburgh, good defense. Patrick Queen is going to want revenge against this former team. He's already talked about that this week. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers plus the 3 at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Game number 5, our final game of the week. Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons. They're going to get Moody. He's been ruled that he's going to play, so that helps. But I think they've ruled out 7 or 8 guys already. Denver is at home. Obviously, weather could be a factor. Denver's defense, certainly a factor. You know, Bo Nix has played better than I think most people thought or have thought. Sean Payton, obviously, is a smart coach. Give me Denver minus the 2 as home favorites. Not even getting the true 3, so I'll take the value on that. Minus 2 over Atlanta. So, again, the picks. Titans plus 6.5 over struggling on offense, Minnesota. New Orleans plus the 1 at home against Cleveland. The Jets minus 4 over Indianapolis. The Steelers at home plus 3 over Baltimore. Denver minus the 2 at home against Atlanta. And we already won with the Eagles. Not fly, Eagles, fly, but they won, baby, won. Minus the 3.5 over Washington. Again, through 10-plus weeks, 27, 32, and 2. We really need a big week to at least level the playing ground. The top 6 teams in the NFL, as I see it, through 10 weeks and into week 11, the Chiefs undefeated at Buffalo this week. Again, no Butker, but it looks like they might get Pacheco back. And the other defensive line, Omeniu is what he wanted to say. We'll see about that probably tomorrow for that decision. Number 2, the Detroit Lions. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody, even though they had a bad win, as bad of a win as you could have on the road in Houston. That's what made it less of a bad win. But, I mean, Jared Goff had 5 interceptions and should have had 6 or 7. The Lions are number 2. The Buffalo Bills are number 3. Don't look now. Josh Allen having truly an MVP season. If not for Lamar, Josh Allen would be the front runner. He's only got 2 picks, I think, on the year. Or maybe it's 3. I think it's 3. Josh Allen and the Bills at home. I think this is finally the time that they knock off the Kansas City Chiefs. That's how I see it. Number 4 in our Super Sunday six-pack, dueling six-packs. The Baltimore Ravens, team we just picked to lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Ravens are real good, obviously. But are they unbeatable? No. If you can throw the deep ball, if you can stretch the field, and you're at home, and you're a good defense, like the Steelers are, that's how I came to that. But still give the respect to the Ravens. They are number 4 on my top 6. Number 5, the team that beat the Washington Commanders last night. Back in the Super Six Pack, the Philadelphia Eagles. Wasn't sure. They had a bunch of wins against, you know, a bunch of semi-soft teams. Last night, they beat a good team, and they ran away with it late. The Philadelphia Eagles are number 5. And number 6, we stay in Pennsylvania for the team that, again, I think will beat the Ravens on Sunday, and a team that outlasted the Commanders last Sunday, a game I was at. The Pittsburgh Steelers, number 6. Number 6. So the Chiefs, Lions, Bills, Ravens, Eagles, Steelers, 1 through 6. Unlike others, we do not do any committees. We do not do the rest of the league as honorable mentions. And the Commanders are obviously out after 2 consecutive losses. So that wraps up that part of the show. when we return. Dumb Dumb of the Day wraps up the show and the week. I don't know what we have planned for you. I haven't had time to think about it, but Maddie, I'm sure, has. I think he has. We will figure out something for you as we say goodbye on a not-so-feel-good football Friday in the DMV and beyond, always live and free on the Odyssey app and on the Team 980. I don't know if this exactly fits, but all right, I got you. Little Luke Bryant, never a bad way to send you off into the weekend, hunting, fishing, loving every day. Saw this live at Jiffy Lube over the summer with my guy, Tyler. Maybe some of you hunt for tuna fish. I don't know. But this woman
tuna
was.
Tuna's a game fish. Yeah, it's a big fish.
True. You fish for fish, whatever. But here's Dumb Dumb of the Day. We'll just do that.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
A grandmother on vacation, an elderly woman, going from London to Turkey in November, according to the Sun publication, was so upset when her $11 tuna fish sandwich was served to her soggy and, well, in her words, unedible. She's 79 years old. She was on a low-cost airline. It was served soggy, cold. It's kind of how tuna fish sandwiches are supposed to. And inedible. Maybe not soggy. She was charged $11 for it on a Jet2 flight. However, she refused to pay for it on the grounds of it wasn't quality. However, once the plane landed in Turkey, four police officers armed with guns and batons stood at the plane's exit to take the 79-year-old grandmother off the aircraft because she refused to pay. And the crew was so fed up with her refusing to pay for the sandwich, even though she had claimed...
Yeah, he calls the chicken police on me.
Yeah, or the turkey chicken police. Even though she had paid around $63 for four mini bottles of wine that she and her daughter drank to deal with their anxiety in the sky. So maybe, just maybe, she was a little bit drunk, a little bit buzzed from all the wine she had been drinking. Maybe the tuna sandwich wasn't that bad after all.
Sure.
And she should have paid the tuna sandwich. But one thing I know, despite being reportedly unruly and the crew, you know, basically telling her to shut the bleep up, I don't know if we needed to have four armed police officers with batons and guns to drag her off the plane. So everybody in this story gets a big old fat dum-dum to end the week.
Congratulations, you're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
I should go get me a tuna fish sandwich. I had one last week when Matt was out. I brought Vic one. It was good. It's good. Harris Teeter's got some good subs. All right, that's going to do it for us. Craig Hoffman is coming up next before he runs another marathon, which is kind of crazy to me. I'm going to run out the door and go drink more Diet Coke and sit in traffic. Thank you to Matt all week. Great job out of him. Thank you to everybody who called in this week and today. Good response out of you guys. See you on Monday with Jay Gruden at 3 o'clock and all the recovery from the NFL weekend and the college football weekend. Have yourself a blast. Be safe. And always thinking about you, Danny.